Okay, continuing the topic of Shva. We said Shva are the two dots, vertical dots underneath the word, underneath letters. They are not vowels. They either precede a vowel or they go at follow a vowel. Either right before a vowel, which will mean it will be what we call a Shva Na, a moving Shva, an active Shva, or it will be following a vowel. And that's called a Shva Nach, a resting Shva, a Shva which is, so to speak, passive, which is not, you don't hear it. We mentioned that a Shva that is before a vowel will be called a shvana, and you hear the sound. It sounds similar like an I sound. So you read the like letters S-I-T, we said sit, so you pronounce I, something like that. The Englishman pronounced it a little bit different, but it's around basically the same idea. As opposed to a shva that follows a vowel, is called a shvanach that closes and doesn't have any sound at all. I want to bring out a detail. We'll take about the word shma, an example for the classical shvanach, shvanach concept. We have the word Shema. First word in Kriya Shema, the word Shema. Now, it can be read in one of two ways. It can be read Shema, which means you're swallowing, so to speak, the shin, and the shin is connecting to the next letter, but you don't hear it. So that would be incorrect. You can't say Shema. On the other hand, you also cannot say Shema. There's a tendency for people that want to be medactic. They want to be particular in how they pronounce the words, and therefore they do the Shva, and they do Shema, which is also incorrect, because the Shva has to connect to the next letter, because you said it's not its own vowel. It has to connect to the next vowel. So the accurate pronunciation of the word Shema is not Shema, it's not Shema, but rather Shema. Meaning you pronounce, you hear an is sound, but it connects to the next letter. My illustrious, a very harsh morning, Chavrusa pointed out a word from yesterday. We discussed the word truma. There's a parsha truma, and the word to pronounce, the way to pronounce truma would not be truma, because then you're not pronouncing the shva properly. It also wouldn't be teruma, because then you separated the tef from the resh. You'd have to rather read it teruma, which is a little bit hard, the tough and the race are a little bit hard to pronounce, but the accurate pronunciation would be teruma, when you connect it. Similar, take the word tefillin. The word, generally, most of us say, we pronounce the word tefillin. But if you say tefillin, you're making a tough, swallowed up with the pay, and that is a shvanach, which is pronounced like a shvanach, which is incorrect. You have to hear the sound, the is sound, but not tefillin, which some people might end up saying. So the correct way of pronouncing it is tefillin, meaning you connect the tough, you hear the sound, but you connect it to the next letter. What?
The line in the sitter.
That line, you mean. Okay, that will take, yeah. So we'll talk about, so very quickly, before we actually get into the rules of Shavonah, Shavonah, which we're going to talk about in Mitzvah the next year, just very quickly, for those that use an art scroll sitter, which is probably 95% of the world, and whatever it was. Anyway, an art scroll sitter, they put a little horizontal line on top of Shva Nuz. Horizontal, like we said, from the horizon, meaning from this side, like this side, right? That's a horizontal line. So we're learning English here too. The horizontal line on top of Shva's is to show you that you're supposed to read it as a Shva Nuz sound. That came from a sitter about 100 years ago, the sitter Agro Ish Yisrael. He started that idea, and he put a horizontal line on top of the Shva. So any time you're davening from an art school sitter or Ish Yisrael sitter, or other siddurim that make little stars and things like that on the top of a Shva, when you see a Shva, a letter with the two dots vertically, then if it has a horizontal line on top of it, you then know you're supposed to pronounce the word as an is sound. For example, if take the word uvlech techa, the tough will have a little line on top of it. And thank you very much for listening. So basically